Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. A traffic stop conducted by Utah State Police led to the search of a Humboldt County residence, the confiscation of $500,000 in cash, and the arrest of a Humboldt County resident. Utah officers pulled over a pickup truck driven by 61-year-old Larry Treadway and brought in a drug dog to assist in the search. The dog alerted on a spare fuel tank, and after searching, officers found the $500,000. That led to coordination with the sheriff's office and the county drug task force and a search warrant for a residence on Island Mountain in southeastern Humboldt County. Officers found several greenhouses and confiscated more than 1,000 plants, more than 200 pounds of processed weed, and another 46 pounds packaged for sale. They also found an additional $10,000 in cash. The sheriff's office has contacted the Drug Enforcement Administration and is seeking to press charges locally. Treadway also faces several felony charges in Utah. A Fortuna police officer on patrol on 8th Street yesterday morning spotted 30-year-old DeMarcus Conley, known to be on probation, and who also had a warrant out for his arrest. The officer attempted to contact Conley, but he fled on foot instead and jumped into the open window of a residence of an acquaintance. Officers followed Conley and believed he was hiding in the attic of the house. The canine unit was called in to assist, and the house was secured. Zorro, the canine, was sent in. Conley surrendered and was taken into custody without incident. Officers also noticed several illegal items in the house during the incident and obtained a search warrant to collect those items. That the investigation continues, and Conley was booked into county jail. With the news that Humboldt County has secured funding to assist bringing more air service to the airport, J. Warren Hockaday of the Eureka Chamber of Commerce is one more interested party pleased with the news.
Well, first off, we really applaud the work of a lot of our partners and players in competing for and securing the $750,000 Small Airports Grant from the FAA, and that's going to go a long way toward helping us provide the incentives that are just a necessary part of doing business now to attract new and better air service. And
Hockaday also addressed issues connected with reduced service at San Francisco International Airport, which began a 3-year runway improvement project this summer. That directly affects air travelers connecting from Humboldt County.
And you add to that the fact that major renovations are going on in San Francisco. They're going to further complicate the ability of flights to get in and out of here and to SFO if that's our only hub. And so it becomes even more incumbent upon all of us in the community to try and develop different options to the east and further south, particularly direct flights to Los Angeles.
The county, REDEC, and Headwaters Fund Board have all played key roles in securing additional air service to the airport, and the effort to generate matching funds continues. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and What do I do here?
I can't take any more technicals. Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. First District Supervisor Rex Bone recently sworn in to finish out the remainder of Jimmy Smith's term before he begins his 4-year jaunt on the Board of Supervisors. Was on Talk Shop yesterday, and he spoke about being the new kid in class and what the process is like when introducing yourself to a group of new constituents.
Oh, that's the best part of the job. I mean, getting to go out and see what's going on and addressing those situations. I've been to Petrolia 3 times in the last 2 months. I've been to Bear River. There's a lot of things. I look forward to that. I mean, there's a lot of issues, road issues. I mean, they're going out to Petrolia, Bear River, everywhere. And, you know, with my wife being from Ferndale, I love the Ferndale Valley, so that's an easy one. We like to go down there. And obviously, me being, you know, in the middle of cutting, I'm there quite a bit. I've been at Fields Landing the last 3 days. I've been there, so, I mean.
Bone went on to explain that not only is he a new supervisor, but many of his rural constituents have been moved into the 1st District following changes during redistricting earlier this year.
Just down in Red Crest last weekend because I've picked up, and I was at Scotia this week visiting with some people down there. So, and that's new. That's, you know, so I'm actually a new supervisor completely to them because Scotia, Red Crest, Holmes, Stafford, along those areas up Monument are now in the 1st District. So it's that part's been pretty good in getting out and meeting those people.
Bone will serve the final few months of Jimmy Smith's term through December before taking over his regular spot in January on the board. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.